Father, in the next few minutes, we're going to look at your word and we ask that you would come and speak to us. Holy Spirit, come and shape our thinking. And give us courage. We want to go on this journey of life with you. We don't want to just meet you for the first time in heaven. We want to live with you and for you while we're alive on earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. I've been doing this series where I'm talking to you about becoming more mature. And the focus is on your personal habits, the things you can do. These are spiritual disciplines and practices that we should train ourselves to do. And the seven things I'm looking at are habits that we should have in our lives. As a family, we're discussing how to keep our family healthy. I want this to be a healthy church. I want my own personal family to be healthy. And there's some things we need to do in order to maintain that health, the quality of our lives. In my personal family, sometimes we get worn down by just the work of, you know, the day-to-day work of life. Washing clothes is never ending. Washing dishes is never ending. Picking up toys and tidying up after children, it seems never ending. And so I asked Sue, you know, how can we stay refreshed? And she said, maybe we should really intentionally plan a holiday at least once a year and know when it's going to happen. We sometimes try to have cheap holidays because sometimes a holiday is expensive. We don't go stay in an expensive hotel. You stay somewhere, maybe we have to do self-catering, but at least we got away from the normal life.
But
what we're doing is we're looking at our general health and then working out where the warning signs are and how to avoid falling into that hole or into that
tiredness.
And then you take actions, you set certain things in place so that they protect you and keep you getting stronger.
And
So these things I'm talking about, they're just the same. You just look at your life and you say, how can I set these things in place?
Prayer
should be common part of every day. Fasting, not too often. We don't enjoy it. But sometimes we should fast. If I go through a whole year and I didn't fast at any time, I think I'm slipping backwards. I'm not trying to take my inheritance.
Since
I preached about fasting a few weeks ago,
and
I suggested you should have a go at it, I'm terrified of asking. Did you actually fast? I'm scared to ask that question. Did you take a day off somewhere and fast? If six of you put your hands up and said you did it, then I know I'm leading a very, very small church. Scary for a pastor to find out if people actually listen to what he said.
So
I'm not going to ask you to put your hand up. I'm too scared. But the thing is, this is preaching on a Sunday isn't for entertainment. I'm not making suggestions to you. I'm actually speaking to you about the principles of God's kingdom and how you should live.
I
was speaking to an American missionary,
and
he said something out of his own frustration in doing ministry in Madagascar. In trying to build the church and extend the kingdom of God, out of love and wanting the best for the people here, he said that in his observations there's a failure to take personal ownership of truth. And to make personal application of that truth. In other words, there is a vault, a bank vault, a safe full of gold. And people come and explain how to turn the combination and open it and get that gold out. It's like you get given the key to open the lock. And you say, that's a very nice concept. And that's where you stop. You don't take the key, open the door, and get the gold for yourself. A failure to personally apply the truths of God's word means you never have them.
le hoe fahalavonao amin'le fampiaranao an'le zavatra araka an'Andriamanitra iny, dia ohatra n'le anao le hoe tsy nahavahan'le izy dia naka an'le volamenao anao manokana.
So if I say have a go at fasting, you have nothing until you actually fast.
Ka raha ohatra zany miteny hoe andramo le fifadikanina, tsy manana nininina mihitsy ny anao na hoe tsy mahazo nininina mihitsy ny anao raha tsy efa hoe tena ataonao tokoa le fifadikanina.
You got nothing out of the sermon until you apply it.
Tena tsy misy nininina mihitsy ny azonao avy amin'ilay toriteny raha tsy efa hoe ampiarinao ilay izy.
And in fact that's more pitiful than if you hadn't come to church at all.
Ary dia raha tenenina amin'ny teny avy dia tena ohatrany hoe mampalahelo indrindra mihitsy ny ary anao amin'izay a noho n'ilay hoe tsy tonga taty am-piangonana akory.
Because you could have had more fun somewhere else.
Satria tokony hoe nanana fotoana tsara kokoa, nafinaritra kokoa ianao tany an'anana tany fa tsy tato.
If you'd slept, at least you would have got sleep.
Raha ohatra ianao natory tamin'io a, faratsiny ianao mba nahazo torimaso.
But if you don't apply the things, then it's meaningless.
Ka raha ohatra zany tsy ampiarinao ny zavatra izay tenenina dia tsisy dikan'izay, tsy mahazo nininina ianao.
So with the love of God in my heart, let me talk to each one of you here.
Ka ao amin'ilay fitiavan'Andriamanitra izay ao anatin'ny foko a, dia aleo a hiteny aminareo tsirairay avy eto.
And say, consider this idea that we may be failing to take personal ownership of the truth of God's word.
Dia ohatrany hoe hevery ilay hevitra hoe isika tokoa dia mety hoe lavo a tsy nandray an'ilay tsy nampiatra an'ilay fahamarinan'Andriamanitra ho an'ny tenantsika manokana.
And now you say, it's, that's not going to be me.
De zao enao miteny hoe tsy izaho intsony izay.
I'm going to be different.
Zaho iova.
I'm going to take the things of God's word and I'm going to apply them in my life.
Tena ho raisiko ilay zavatra momba ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia tena ho ampiariko eo amin'ny fiainako.
Prayer.
Vavaka.
Fasting.
Fifadikanina.
Reading the Bible.
Famakiana ny Baiboly.
Giving.
Fanomezana.
Testifying of our faith.
Fijoroana vavolombelona ny amin'ny finoantsika.
These are the ones I've shared on in the last few weeks.
Ireo ilay zavatra efa nizaraiko a tao anatin'ilay herinandro vitsivitsy lasay.
And today I want to speak about a scary one called being alone.
Dia androany ako a te hiresaka zavatra ny mampatahotra anankiray a izay antsoina hoe irery.
Solitude.
Le fa enao manokana.
That's what I want to talk about today because it too requires us to take action.
De zany zavatra tiako resahana androany satria zany koa dia mitaky atsika anaovantsika hetsika anankiray.
I want to talk about solitude today and next week the theme will be community.
Androany te hiresaka mikasika an'le hoe irery na hoe manrery a dia amin'ny herinandro a hiresaka mikasika an'le ohatrany hoe fiarahamonina community.
And I want to show you that there's no competition between solitude and community, but there are actually two things we need. They seem like opposites. One is about being alone and the other is being about with people. And we spend most of our lives with people. And you could think one is good and one is bad. It's good to be with people and it's bad to be alone. Because alone can be lonely. And I laughed because, you know, so often it's also cultural, that stuff. And it's personality based. One person's more happy when they're alone, another person's more happy when they're with
people.
But what I see is that if you look at how these things work, that a right commitment to solitude is actually preparing you to be better in community.
Niwe refa tsara omana tsara enao ao anatiny le hoe enao irery iny a dia ohatrany hoe efa manefy anao izay ho lasa tsara ihany koa rehefa miaraka amin'ny hafa.
It starts here that the material world is not all that there is.
Ary manomboka le izy ny zava-misy ao amin'izao tontolo izao dia tsy ohatrany hoe ohatran'izao maizy azy izao.
When I realize that everything I can see around me is going to pass away,
rehefa tsapako hoe ilay zavatra rehetrarehetra manodidina anahy io a dia mbola andalo aho ho lasa.
And yet it's the very stuff that's always visible and around us that keeps our attention most of the time.
Ary eny fa na dia hoe ilay zavatra misy manodidina antsika iny aza indraindray no maka ny fifantohantsika indraindray.
Then I have to ask myself, how much attention do I give to everything that's not here, that's not visible?
Dia mila manontany tena izany hoe ary mba firifiry kosa no omeko an'ilay zavatra ohatrany hoe izay tsy hita ny masoko amin'izao fotoana izao.
God who's invisible.
Andriamanitra izay tsy hita maso.
And eternity that comes after this earth passes away.
Sy ilay mandrakizay izay ho tonga rehefa lasa izao tany izao.
And yet 99% of my energy is focused on material things around me.
Ary nefa ny zava-misy dia 5% isan-jato ny heriko dia mifantoka amin'ilay zavatra hita maso manodidina anahy.
The responsibilities of this life.
Ny andraikitra izao fiainana izao.
Working, looking after children.
Miasa, mikarakara zaza.
Shopping, going to the market.
Mandeha miantsena.
See, the busy world is just there, it's always there.
Le itanareo le izao tontolo izao le be atao be dia eo iny.
You don't have to go looking for it.
Tsy mila anao mandeha mitady an'iny.
You didn't have to look around for people, they're all around you.
Tsy mila anao mandeha mitady olona fa eo manodidina anao eo daholo zareo.
But solitude,
fa le fa le hoe manirery a,
is a rare commodity. It's precious, it's not common.
Dia zavatra sarobidy a, tsy dia fahita firy le izy.
You actually have to seek out solitude. It doesn't come and find you.
Le hoe enao mitokana man irery iny izany mila tadiavinao fa tsy hoe tonga dia hita eo fotsiny iny.
The world is always coming at you.
Le izao tontolo izao ohatrany hoe manantona anao foana.
You know, it's like the busyness of this city is unavoidable.
Ohatrany hoe tsy afaka ny alana mihitsy le be atao an'izao manodidina antsika izao.
The psychologists tell us sleep is one form of solitude.
Ny psychologists dia miteny amintsika hoe ny torimaso a dia efatra ny karazany le irery iny.
It's probably our primary form of solitude, but it's not enough.
Dia ohatrany hoe izay a no mahatonga antsika hoe irerintsika amin'iny a voalohany indrindra nefa tsy ampy izay.
And I'm trying to get some sleep.
Dia zahako miezaka mba hatory.
And then at 4:45 in the morning.
Dia efa amin'ny dimy latsaka fefany amin'ny maraina.
I hear some guy across the field whistling.
Dia maheno aho ohatrany misy olona riampitan'le tambary ery misisika.
He must be trying to wake someone up so they can go do some business somewhere, go work, I don't know.
Dia angambany izy miezaka mamoa an'le olona anankiray fa mety hoe misy asa ho ataon-dreo any an'aninanany tsy haiko.
But he's waking me up.
Kanefa zahako indray ny tairiny.
And he's a sleep thief.
Dia izy tena mpangalatra torimaso.
His disrespect has become robbery of my solitude.
Dia tsy man ohatrany hoe tsy manajy izy a ary a lasa mpangalatra an'le mahirery anahako iny.
How much sleep do you need?
Tokony hoe afirina ny torimaso tokony ilainao.
You know, the psychologists say however much you think you need, that is not the right answer.
Hoy izy le psychologista hoe le eritreretinao iny hoe izao ny ilaiko a tsy izay le valiny.
I feel that I can get by on 6 hours of sleep.
Zaho mieritreritra ampy anahako kosa aloha ny torimaso adiny enina.
Which means I actually need 7.5.
Raha ny tokony hoy izy izany dia mety hoe adiny fito sasany no ilaiko.
They say we always misestimate how much sleep we need.
Hozy izy ry zareo hoe tsy voakajikajitsika mihitsy ny tena torimaso ilaintsika.
And so this form of solitude, God actually promotes it.
Ka ity karazana hoe mahirery anankiray ity izany a dia Andriamanitra mihitsy no manolotra anazy.
It's in the Bible that you should sleep properly.
Ao anaty Baiboly izany tokony hoe atory tsara ianao.
That's why some of the great guys like Charles Spurgeon.
Izany mampatonga ny zareo lehibe ireny tahaka ny Charles Spurgeon.
As an influential preacher of God's word.
Izay tena hoe mpitory ny tenin'Andriamanitra izay tena manatratra ny hafa mihitsy.
He said all decent gentlemen should retire, they should go to sleep no later than 10 p.m.
Ozy izy hoe ny olona tena ohatrany hoe tena ny olona izany tokony atory a tsy mihoatra ny hoe amin'ny folo alina izany dia efa mandeha matory.
And then get your 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
Dia raiso eo izany a le adiny fitonao na le adiny valonao iny le torimasonao iny.
No, but we had things to do.
Izay misy zavatra ataoko.
We have to get up and work.
Mila mifoha izay dia mandeha miasa.
If you don't manage your time properly,
raha tsy hainao tsara no mikarakara an'ilay fotoananao iny a,
you don't sleep properly,
dia tsy matory tsara ianao.
And then you're always trying to work, but you work inefficiently because you didn't have enough sleep.
Dia miezaka foana ianao mba hiasa, nefa ilay asa ataonao iny ohatrany hoe tsy dia mahomby be kokoa satria tsy ampy torimaso ianao.
And you don't believe me that it's the Bible that teaches this stuff, but it's in Psalm 127.
Dia mety mieritreritra ianao tsy mihinao anahy ianao hoe Baiboly nge no mampianatra antsika an'izany fa ao anatin'ny Salamo 127 ny izany.
In Psalm 127 verse 2.
Salamo 127 azafady.
Yeah, I'll wait for Vivian to turn there and just read it to you.
Andavaro jereva alo fa tonga dia jerevan'ny Viviana ilay izy dia vakiny aminareo e. Salamo 127. De salam fa fito amby roapolo amby zato a dia ny andininy faharoa. Zava-poana ho anareo ny mifoha maraina sy ny alipandry ka omana ny anina azo amin'ny fahasairanana. Izany anefa dia omeny ihany ho an'ny malalany na dia matory azy izy.
Hey, this is one of my favorite verses. I'm not lazy, but I want to work hard when it's the time for work, and I want to rest hard when it's the time for rest. So going through the night without sleep is actually contrary to God's ways. You need solitude, you need refreshment, you need to recharge your batteries. Sorry for Didem at the moment.
He's
got a newborn baby. That's another sleep thief. But they texted me saying they can't come to church today. They've got to see the doctor and take someone to the dentist. Must I be understanding about that, like sympathetic? Again, it's how you prioritize. It's the choices you make with your time management. And it's not just here, it's Bill Gates as well. The chairman of Microsoft. He says he doesn't go to church because he doesn't think religion is efficient. He says he's using his time differently. There's a lot more I could do on a Sunday morning, he said.
Ozy izy hoe be da be mihitsy ny anany zavatra vitako ao amin'io alahady maraina io.
So maybe he's got to be busy with the same things that every other day keeps him busy with.
Angamba mety hoe variana manao an'ilay zavatra fataony ao anatin'ilay andro hafa iny izy amin'io maraina io.
He didn't see church as a good investment of his time.
Izy tsy mahita ny fiangonana hoe ohatrany hoe fanaovana petraka anankiray izay tsara manaovana petraka anankiray io.
Here's the thing. That was published in Time magazine, a very big distribution magazine.
Isande na resan mintsy ny antao anatin'le hoe Time magazine otrany le gazety kely le boky misy resadresaka reny.
And someone wrote a letter the next week to actually, and it was published in response.
Then ny herinandro tao arinany eo dia nisy nanoratra ihany koa izany a namaly an'le izy.
And this person challenged Bill Gates and said, a finite investment of time, that's what you give an hour to church or 2 hours to church. For an infinite return. You get eternal fruit. Doesn't sound like a bad investment. Sounds like a good investment. The key difference between those two views
is the one is
making a calculation where they factor in that there's eternity. And the other is making the calculation only based on earth. So how do you live your life? I want you to factor eternity in when you make your calculation. So then you start to say, well, then I'm going to live God's way. I'm
going to
organize my time so that I can have solitude. I can organize my time so I can be at church. Organize my time so I can pray sometime. Go to bed earlier if necessary. And realize that God gives sleep and He gives you the fruitfulness. In vain you toil, 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 work, work, work. And some of that work is family. It's rushing here, it's rushing there for lunch here and a meeting there.
I
have to see this person, I have to see that person. And we're actually avoiding ever being alone. Because being completely alone doesn't seem to have value. We're not doing anything. In fact, it's so scary for some people to be alone. They did a test 2-3 years ago.
And
they asked guys to go for like an hour without touching a phone or speaking to anyone.
No
listening to music. No playing with something. Some guys cheated and they started folding the paper that they had.
It
was hard for those guys to stop.
But
what makes the experience even more interesting
is
they connected up a device to the person that if they push a button, they get an electric shock.
And
it actually hurts a little bit. And there were some people who were so afraid of their own thoughts that they actually shocked themselves during that time because they didn't want to be completely alone.
Why?
It's in solitude that you discover who you really
are. You are who
you most truly are. When you're alone. In almost every other scene, you're actually a bit of an actor. You're conscious of an audience. And then you're more self-conscious and more on your guard. Don't know how you're going to translate this, but when no one's around, you can pick your nose or fart without remorse.
You see,
you become your true self. But to raise it up to an intellectual level again, character is what we are when no one sees but God. Thus, in order to know your true self, you have to be alone. Now I'll tell you, my finest thoughts have come to me when I'm alone. And some of my worst moments have been when I'm alone. Through being alone, I discovered some of the worst of me. I'm a sinner. But I also discovered some of the best things. Some of the best dreams, the best ideas. The ideas that make me feel that there's a reason to be alive. So what I've discovered is solitude is also about connection. Community is about connection to one another.
And
solitude is about connection to yourself and to God. And in this sense, solitude is powerful. In solitude, you discover what lies beyond the noise of the world. Jesus practiced solitude. Let's look at some texts. In Luke 5, verse
15.
So Luke 5, verse 15 and 16.
Fa maika ny el bebe kokoa ny lazany De ny angona ny vahoaka betsaka hiaino azy sy hositranony tamin'ny aretina ary niala teo izy dia nitoetra tany anefitra ka nivavaka.
Can you see the two verses how they crowds of people and then he withdrew to a lonely place?
Hitanareo ve ilay zavatra anankiroa ireo izao le hoe vahoaka be da be a dia avy eo izy a niala dia nakany anefitra na hoe toerana manokana.
So Jesus didn't only hang out with people, sometimes he actually removed himself from people.
Ka Jesus zany tsy hoe le niaraka tamin'ny olona foana no nataony fa indraindray izy a tena hoe niala niataka an'le vahoaka mihitsy a dia naka toerana hoe izy rery.
This is in the context of the load on his life growing. He was becoming more famous.
Le izy zany le zavatra hitantsika eto dia le hoe misy vesatra be da be ao aminy a le zavatra nataony me be da be a milaza neny ely.
It's like right at the time when your life's getting busier.
Tena hoe ao amin'ilay fotoana le fiainanao me manomboka me be atao be iny.
More success, more responsibilities.
Tena hoe misy andraikitra be da be a, fahombiazana be da be a.
Jesus says, no, I'm going to cut that off and I'm going to spend some time alone.
Dia hoy izy Jesus andraso aloha, ho tapahako miala eto kely aloha izay a, dia mila ako maka fotoana manokana za rery.
Look at Luke 6 verse 12 and 13.
Jereva ngeny Luka toko fahaenina dia ny andininy faharoa ambin'ny folo sy fahatelo ambin'ny folo hoe ary tamin'izany andro izany dia lasa nankany an-tendrombohitra Jesosy mba hivavaka ary naharitra nivavaka tamin'Andriamanitra nandritry ny alina izy ary noho ny maraina ny andro dia natsony anantona azy ny mpianany ka nividianany roa ambin'ny folo lahy izay nataony hoe apôstôly.
So Jesus went and found a mountainside to pray.
Dia Jesosy izany a nandeha izy a nakeny amin'ny tendrombohitra anankiray mba hivavaka.
He was getting away from people.
Izany hoe niala an'ilay vahoaka izy.
He had to actually take some effort and go on a hike.
Tena hoe nila nanao ezaka mihitsiny izy dia lasa nandeha tongotra.
It's hard here to do that, to get away from people.
Tena sarotra be mihitsy manao an'izany aty a le hoe mandeha miala olona ianao.
Always seems to be someone everywhere you try to go.
Ohatrany misy olona foana naiza naiza aleanao.
I don't know how you find your mountainside, but maybe it's behind a locked door.
Tsy fantatro izay fomba ahitanao an'le tendrombohitra kelinao koa fa angamba mety hoe ao ambadiky ny varavarana mihidy.
But you have to find your mountainside.
You'll see,
it's at significant times. This is important because right after that moment, he went and chose the disciples.
He
designated those guys apostles.
A
very weighty decision, but before he made a big decision, he withdrew to solitude.
Tena hoe fanapaha-kevitra mavesatra dia mavesatra izany nefa melohany nanaovany an'ilay fanapaha-kevitra tena niala izy aloha naka toerana mangina hoe izy rery.
Sometimes, like in Mark, you can turn to Mark 1:35.
Dia indraindray koa andao dia jerevantsika any amin'ny Marka toko.
Mark 1:35.
Marka toko voalohany a dia ny andininy fa 5:30. Ary ny fomaraina alina koa izy dia nivoaka nakany an-tany foana ka nivavaka tany.
Very early in the morning while it was still dark.
Mbola vao maraina be izany hoe mbola maizina.
Should be like a sacred time.
Tena ohatrany hoe fotoana masina be angambany.
Even here you get up at 4 and you find the guys going to market and you can't find solitary places easily.
Tena aty amin'ny efatra anao no mifo a efa mahita olona mandeha metsena tena sarotra be mihitsy n'le mahita n'le fotoana mangina anao rery iny.
But in our home,
fa ao amin'ny tranonay a,
realistically 4:30 is still a solitary time. Nobody's really awake.
Tena hoe izany amin'ny efatra sasany izany aloha mbola tena fotoana mangina be hoe ianao rerina eo tsy mbola misy mifony olona.
And Sue gets up and she finds solitude for an hour before the house becomes noisy.
Dia amin'izay Sue no mifoha dia mahita fotoana mangina ahy rery anazy izy a melohan'ny foazan'ny retraretra amin'ny dimy sasany.
And I don't take that as rejection because I would still like to have her with me in bed, you know.
If you're
married, let your spouse find solitude. And she has what is probably the only hour in the whole day where she is by herself.
And
I'm not a morning person. But by about 9 p.m., all the kids are in bed and Sue's already asleep. And I get up again because I can't sleep. And I have 1 hour of solitude. I'm by myself. And I try my best not to be distracted. And I deal with my thoughts.
So
Jesus got up very early while it was still dark and he went off to a solitary place.
Let me tell you quickly
as we're closing another example. In Matthew, we read about Jesus feeding the
5,000.
So he does this amazing miracle. And then he sends his disciples away on the boat on their own. He sends them onto the lake.
And
the crowds are dismissed. And then he goes up the mountainside by himself. It says when evening came, he was alone. So he's like my wife early in the morning, he's like me at the evening. And making sure he gets time alone. Then he comes down the mountain and he walks on water. Now, what fascinates me is in those few verses, Jesus is this miracle maker. He feeds thousands of people. He walks on water. But he can't give himself what solitude provides. He has to go through solitude.
What
I'm saying is solitude is so significant
that
it will never come from a miracle.
Whatever
you need from solitude, you get from solitude. You don't get it by some other way.
If
Jesus needed energy, couldn't he just say, bam, I get a miracle of energy? It wasn't that. He needed a different kind of connection. He needed to connect with himself and with his Father in heaven. And so while we live in a society that is very conscious of community, I want you to become more conscious of solitude.
Because Where
you simply get away from all the noise.
Zanwe tsotra fotsiny miala amle tabataba retra retra iny enao.
Maybe you don't even pray.
Angamba me tsy voatery hoe vavaka enao.
But you think. You think about life, you think about yourself, you think about God. You think about eternity. In those times, God can give you some fresh vision. Some new creativity. Restored hope. So I want you to think of solitude not as disconnecting, but actually just connecting to something different.
And
ultimately, solitude prepares us to be better for the community. So make a time for solitude sometime in the next week. Maybe just sitting and thinking in the presence of God without even obsessing about how present God feels.
And
slowly, in the quiet, you'll discover that He is there. And you'll find the gold in the safe. Let's pray. Jesus, you withdrew to quiet places. Even though you could perform miracles, you did that. You went to be alone. Help us to make a time. And would you work in us so that we can be people who live consciously for eternity. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please stay and have